The dark side's calling out on the misery. She'll never know just how I feel. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. The song brings me back to my youth. Watched Eddie and the Cruisers, had no idea what it's about, but two things I remember from that. Joey Pants is in it. Good old Joey Pants. And this is the actual this movie inspired me to want to play the saxophone for whatever reason.
Fair enough. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, everyone.
And I also want to clarify something. I made the evil joke and everything. I don't, you know, the dark and everything. Everybody associates the dark with evil. It's really just the unknown, and I'm on
true.
I personally am on team dark, because guess what? I'm the kind of guy who likes to stay up till 4 in the morning discussing all the things in life, that solving all the problems in the world, and being, you know, I'm on team dark, guys. Let's just say that.
Well, I'm on team dark because I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then it's dark out when I head into work to bring the fine people listening to Devil Radio their news.
Yeah, but I just want to say I'm on team dark, guys.
I'm just excited because the days are getting longer officially starting today. So we're getting more and more sunlight starting today.
And I'm down for that. Even though I'm a creature of the dark, I do recognize the need for vitamin D. I may not be a vampire completely, though. Speaking of people who suck blood out of things, let's talk about Foxconn some more. Head vampire Claude Lewis is a contracted consultant with engineering firm Kapoor and Associates. He works in Mount Pleasant's Village Hall. His role as project director has no official job description, and records obtained by Wisconsin Public Radio of Lewis's time card and village-owned calendar do not match. This is reading from Wisconsin Public Radio. Records raise questions over Foxconn project manager's billing practices, and this is by Comley Hess.
Corinne Hess, I believe.
Corinne Hess, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, those R's do come. I am not getting old.
That is how those letters work together.
It's just far away. Okay. Let's deny reality like everybody else does. Okay, so Lewis does not provide public updates to the village on how his time is spent or have a direct boss overseeing his work. Village Administrator Maureen Murphy authorizes his $28,000 per month salary without further documentation. When pressed for further information, Murphy provided WPR with Lois's 2017 contract, and they have a link there, so if you want to check it out, you can. Murphy said Lois is in the office early in the morning and working all the time on new investment projects for Mount Pleasant. She said despite what Lewis's calendars show, there are no discrepancies between what he is billing for and the time he is working on behalf of the village.
I'm going to throw in an editorial, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'm going to say allegedly.
Quote, every month, Claude presents the progress of the Foxconn development to the public, village, and state officials, special interest groups, and stakeholders, according to Kapoor's website. The site says Lois also represents all local and national press inquiries. That's a huge title. But the Village of Mount Pleasant contracts with a Milwaukee-based public relations firm to handle its media requests. That seems like double billing. I don't know. Or maybe a redundancy?
Maybe.
Lois, who bills $175 per hour, anybody complaining about, I don't know, a tenth of that at $17.5 an hour, that's still double the minimum wage.
Well, even 17 is double, the minimum wage. So that's 20 times the minimum wage, and we can't get that a raise. But somebody is getting a raise.
A kid working he got himself a raise.
He's about to get a raise, I believe, to $200 an hour.
$200 an hour starting August 21st.
Oh, he got the raise already. Jeez.
Yeah, really good stuff. Thank God he earned that extra $25 raise. He got a raise worth more than three fry cooks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're telling me, I'm telling you that those fry crooks put out way more product than that guy does. Anyway, as of December 13, Kapoor and Associates billed Mount Pleasant approximately $362,000 for 2021. That's good since they moved half of their residents out of there. I'm exaggerating. That's not the numbers. These are actual numbers, which was largely for Lois's salary. Wait, $362,000 was largely for Lois's salary.
Yeah, $336,000. I multiplied the 28 by 12, 28,000 every month for a year. $336,000 this guy's making from taxpayers of the Village of Mount Pleasant.
By comparison, Murphy is paid $100,000 annually, $108,000 annually, according to the village budget.
Weird. That's a pretty big discrepancy.
You know, that seems like fiscal responsibility to me.
I don't know. This guy used to be the mayor of Robin Voss's hometown.
Oh, that's how he got the job.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying then maybe.
Since 2017, Kapur has billed the village about $1.23 million.
What?
Uh-huh. On November 1st, Lois's calendar indicates one 90-minute meeting with Foxconn from 1:30 to 3 p.m. The calendar indicates the rest of his day was free, but his time card shows he billed for 9 hours of work. The next day, Lois had one director meeting on his calendar from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. with the rest of the day free. His time card said he worked 10 hours that day. Some days, Lois's calendar is filled with meetings. He bills up to 13 hours. Other days, like October 28th, Lois has nothing to do with his calendar and bills for 8 hours, according to the records obtained by WPR.
Well, yeah, you still got to get that hard day's work, 8 hours. Can't get overtime, but you get the standard eight.
In a written statement, Murphy said because of Lois, Mount Pleasant has acquired and developed thousands of acres of land. He's overseen more than $500 million in private investment in TID number 5 and managed major public infrastructure investments, which remains ongoing. In addition, Claude has successfully secured and managed significant new business investment in the TID this year, including Ashley Capital's $48 million investment in the North Area and the 12-acre Endeavor project, which will break ground in 2022.
And remember, the Foxconn book that came out earlier this year, this gentleman has a historied past of going and doing things like this in Illinois as well, and using these TIDs.
He's a miner.
To go and get the of small towns and villages, he sucks off the public dollars.
Yeah.
And then a bank was like federally investigated and shut down.
Yes.
For what was going on in this man's past. So it's only a matter of time before federal investigators come in to the village of Mount Pleasant and say, what the heck's been going on
These guys walk in and see a mark like Scott Walken, and they're like, oh, this guy. And they're not mining for any, it's not like they're mining for Bitcoin. They're mining for your taxpayer dollars. That's exactly what that corporation is producing.
Yep, and that's what this guy is getting. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to take your phone calls next. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.